And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. This evening at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, Cane Fire Film Series and the Stage Backers present a special fundraiser for Cité des Arts. On Halloween night, they'll be showing the documentary called Birth of the Living Dead, which is a film about the making of Night of the Living Dead. You can call the ACA for ticket availability. Their number, either call them or go to their website, CadianaCenterForTheArts.org, or the Cane Fire Film Series Facebook page, which is Cane Fire Film Series. IPAL continues its run of Noises Off at the S&E Theater in downtown New Iberia. Evening performances will run tonight, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, and this Sunday at 3 p.m. Tickets are available by calling the S&E Theater in New Iberia. The Bach Lunch Series continues tomorrow in Parc Sanssouci with a performance by the Pine Leaf Trio. They will perform from noon until 1 o'clock. You can bring a brown bag lunch or purchase lunch from the participating restaurants. And the Acadiana Repertory Theater will open Cody Daigh's play In the Bones tomorrow evening at Theater 810. The play will run through the weekend, Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 and on Sunday at 3, and then it will run the following weekend. Tickets are available by calling Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette or going to the Acadiana Repertory website, which is acadianarep.org. This Saturday is the Louisiana Book Festival that takes place near the Capitol, kind of all in that area. There are tents, there are events going on in the Capitol building, events at the State Library. For more information, the website is louisianabookfestival.org. The UL Press, the UL Lafayette Press, will be in the publisher's tent and have quite a number of their titles there. Quite a number of their authors will be signing books and giving readings or talks at the festival. You can find out more if you go to their website, louisianabookfestival.org or ulpress.org. In Lake Charles, the Friends of Teuton Park are having a series of courses called Introduction to Gardening Back to Basics. It begins on Saturday with an organic gardening class. For more information, contact Teuton Park that is in Lake Charles. On Saturday in New Orleans, the Louisiana Cultural Economy Foundation will be honoring the town of Arneville with its 2013 Cultural Economy Hero Award. For more information about that award ceremony, you can go to the Louisiana Cultural Economy Foundation website. And next week, there will be a special 40th anniversary for the Center for Louisiana Studies. They will celebrate on Wednesday, November 6th. They'll have an open house in the morning from 9 to 11:30. And in the afternoon on the 6th, they will have a symposium with a number of different sections. They'll start off with the history of the center and then go into a section about the UL Press and the contemporary state of the book. And then they'll talk about the future of the Center for Louisiana Studies and have a special session on the archives of Cajun and Creole folklore. For more information, you can stop by the website for the Center for Louisiana Studies or go to their Facebook page. The Festival of Words begins next week in the Grand Coteau area and surrounding communities. The festival features literary readings by nationally recognized authors, creative writing workshops in the public schools and community centers. There will be a community stage and many opportunities for people to interact with featured authors. For more information, you can go to the Festival of Words website, festivalofwords.org, or look for their Facebook page or contact Patrice Melnick. Naomi Shihab Nye will be one of the readers there. Daryl Bork will be there. Gennaro Keeley Smith will be there. Fabian Canor, who is a filmmaker, author, and Akeem Martin will be there as well. That will be the 6th through the 9th in the Grand Coteau area. Stop by their website, festivalofwords.org, for more information about that festival. And also celebrating an anniversary this weekend, the Child and Family Studies Program's Early Childhood Laboratory, which was formerly known as the Home Economics and then the Human Resources Nursery School. They're celebrating their 75th anniversary this Saturday. It's part of the UL Homecoming activities. They are at 210 east of Valcourt Street. And if you ever had anything to do over the past 75 years with that nursery school or that major, you are invited to attend, and the general public is invited to attend as well. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, and click on the schedule button. And again, big thanks to all of you who participated during our recent fundraiser, which technically ended Sunday night, but a lot of people waiting till well after the last minute of the fundraiser, it's never too late to give, have been coming by and making their contributions online. If you missed it, you are more than welcome to make your contribution online and take a look at the premiums there. And perhaps your membership is up this coming month and you'll be getting a renewal card soon. If you do have any questions about your membership, just give us a call and we'll check it out for you. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, it's This American Life with Ira Glass. At 8, From the Shamrock Shore, that's an Irish music program. At 9 o'clock, Franco Mix. At 10, Earthbeat. 11, La Vianera. At midnight, it's the Midnight Snack. In just a moment, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.